Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hi, everyone.
All right. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, where everybody wants to be. All right. Every week, we're going to share a little information to help you make better decisions, or a little bit better decisions, on your health. You know, we're going to try to make little bit. She's going to share some of the knowledge she has, because she has a lot.
You're sweet. Thank you so much. So today we're going to share about discount medication plans, because a lot of patients are out there, and perhaps we do a prior authorization. And what a prior authorization is that the physician writes a medication for whatever the condition it is, and then the insurance company comes in and says you have to have a prior authorization. And when they do that, that can take maybe 24 hours, but we've had some that take 3 weeks. Well, you know what? That's pretty hard on the patient. So, you know, in recent years, we've had all of these discount plans. GoodRx.com was one of the first ones that was out there that, you know, we send a lot of patients out there to. But since that started, there has been a proliferation of discount plans.
I didn't know that.
I'm going to name 10, and those 10 are also going to be in our show notes as well, because I think they're really important to know about. The other part is, we were just reading this week, as it is, of pharmacies that are no longer taking insurance plans. Wow, that was kind of shocking when I read it.
Well, you know, I mean, I go to here in Houston or Texas, they have HEB.
Right.
And there's Walmart and things like that. And, you know, they're really cool. Like, they'll check my insurance, which is a supplemental plan, and I pay for it. I think it's Humana. And they'll go, well, it's a better deal to go through this GoodRx or discount plan.
Right.
And, because they always check for me. And about 80% of the time, it's a better deal.
Absolutely.
Now, I have another question, though. I have friends that'll say, the doctor recommends I go with this name brand, and it's $80 and the generic is $4. You know,
so,
but why do doctors sometimes, is it? I don't know, sometimes I hate to put you on the spot.
No, that's a great idea, because a great question, because sometimes there's a difference between the generics and the brand name, because sometimes the generics have different fillers, and that filler that we're aware of as doctors, that patient may be allergic to.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons.
Maybe it's not quite as good. I hate to say good's not the right word.
Probably not. It's a different formulation.
Okay.
In order to be able to cut costs, you know, there's going to be a different filler. It's no different than going to the grocery store when you used to get 5 ounces for $5. Now it's 4 ounces for $5. You know, it's just a filler that's going through. And now Dr. Denali is gracing us with her presence as she's walking around the studio here at Meridian. So say hi. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, sweetie.
So anyway, that's one of the things that's a great question. I appreciate you sharing that, because that's the reason why.
You know, because they're like, well, my doctor won't let me get the generic. I'll have to call the doctor's office and they'll say, yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I have some skin cream for something and it was like $300. There she is. $300 for this versus $27 for the cream.
Exactly.
And she went, yeah, you can go ahead and use the generic. But you're right. These discount plans are awesome. I didn't know there were 10. I thought there was only one.
There's more than 10. And again, I will put them on the show notes. And for those of you that are watching live, you got to see Dr. Denali in her place just sitting with us. So I so appreciate her presence. And, you know, a lot of times I'll actually look at a few of these for a patient who has a concern of the price. Because in today's market, a lot of people's deductibles are $3,500, $10,000, and that includes their prescription medications. Oh. So our goal is to never meet that deductible and to keep that at an affordable rate for not only the doctor's visits, but also the treatment that we're doing. So that if we can use a generic, we're going to do that. And there are actually some name brands, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because there are some name brands that you can go direct to the manufacturing.
Right, right.
And there are several medications that I can think of off the top of my head that I will go back and I'll find out on their website if we can go directly to their manufacturing prescription plan. And that is like Adeplin goes to Direct Pharmacy Care, which is out of Florida. That is medical grade supplement that we use a lot for depression, and it's a B6, and the difference of it being different from other B6 vitamins is that this one is formulated to cross the blood-brain barrier, And so by crossing the blood-brain barrier, you're getting that B6 directly into the brain, which actually decreases depression and melancholy. So I'm going to say that's more for our melancholy and mild depression, or we use that as maintenance instead of an SSRI. And those of you who are aware of those types of medications, you know that SSRIs can cause a lot of untoward effects that no one wants to suffer.
Yeah, we all knew that.
Sexual dysfunction, those types of things. So we want to avoid those as possible.
Okay, but I know this. See, all this stuff just kind of oozes out of her head here. But, you know, it's so hard for some of these people. I mean, you see this medication that, you know, by the way, this is this greatest new thing, and it's for blood pressure or diabetes or this or that.
Or it's this new migraine medication that has this social media star representing it. And that's one of the reasons why your medications are more expensive.
Yeah, it's like, you know, $300 for a month's worth. But if you contact them and you buy it through them, it's only $78 or whatever.
Or if you are in a difficulty, you can actually apply online through their through the company for a discounted rate or even for free medication up to a year. So I know a couple of ADD medications for patients like Vyvanse. I think it's a phenomenal medication for ADD, and it works very well. It is not generic, and it is truly expensive. It's almost $450 a month, and a lot of people cannot afford that. And so I believe it's under $70,000 a family household can get free medication. So that's huge for
a
family that has an adolescent that's really struggling to get through school or through college.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference. So, you know, as a again, we're about total care. So when we say total care, that's also your spiritual and your financial health. And we want to be sure that you have the information. So we actually have two people here at the office, including myself. So let's make that three, that if I'm writing a prescription and I see the patient just kind of raise their eyebrows, I'm like, let's take a look and see if there's a coupon for that. Because honestly, it takes me 2 seconds to do it. It might take a whole 8 seconds if we have a slow Wi-Fi day. So it's something that's very easy to do, and I know that they very much appreciate it, and we'll continue to do that. So if you're out there and you're not in Texas, but you want to know more about how to save money, take a look at our show notes, pass this along. Again, you know, sometimes it's okay to just give us a call at our office, 281-265-6565. Ask for Tricia or Teresa, and we'll help direct you to the right direction, or maybe we'll just take those show notes and send you a copy by fax, email, or any other modality that's best for you.
Yeah, also, sometimes your insurance will have their own online pharmacy.
Yes, and we're not aware of it as doctors.
Right.
And do you know why we're not aware of it?
Why is that?
Because the insurance has the contract with the patient, not with the doctor.
That's right.
So we're not aware.
Yeah, you can find out they have an online pharmacy, and the prices are really low because there's nobody marking it up.
Correct.
And they're going directly to the people that make the medicines.
So, and that's one of them. It's called Optum Perks, which is sponsored by one of the insurance companies. Single care discounts, another one that went really towards those who might be on Social Security and on Medicare. So even WebMDRX is out there. So for those of you who are looking for knowledge on WebMD, they now have their own savings plan. So I think it's important that we start looking and that we are mindful of those dollars.
Yeah, well, a lot of the insurance companies, they don't want anybody to make any money, so they go and start their own pharmacy.
Yes, but how many extra billions did they make last year?
Yeah, no kidding.
And what was their second quarter when the rest of the nation, now that we're in third quarter, and still having a decreased, and we're calling that a recession, but we called that that a recession
Insurance
last
companies,
quarter.
They own more real estate than anybody.
Yes, and they are the strongest lobbying group in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
So how do we make change?
Yeah,
well, we make change by making different decisions in our own buying habits.
That's it.
Buy local. I encourage you to buy from local pharmacies, HEB, those are our groceries. So where you do your grocery shopping, consider those. Consider a small pharmacy that might home deliver, and those can consider. Now, I know a lot of you have to go to a larger retail pharmacy, but check with your insurance or try one of the small pharmacies and have them run your insurance, because you'd be surprised. While they may say that you have to go to these retailers, you actually have a choice, aware of it.
You really do. Absolutely. So, yeah, check around, because not everybody's price is the same. Even on GoodRx, prices are different.
Prices are different. And I'm just going to mention a couple of others just to put them out there. There's ScriptSave. There's WellRx. There's Blink Health. Pharmacy Checker. So there is a whole slew of choices to look for discounted savings.
And if anybody thinks of one that we don't have on the list, if you go there, email us, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. Let us know. We'll put it up there for everybody else to know. Mm-hmm. You've got a great lead on something.
And place it in comments.
We would love to know it.
Place it in the comments so others can see it and we can see it too.
Absolutely. And share it.
We're excited about sharing this with you. And if you have other questions or other topics, please email us. Reach out to us.
As always, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Leal, the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, where everybody wants to be, as we always talk about.
It's very sweet.
Our producer, Eddie, everybody else here, Teresa, just all these folks here, we want to say thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you subscribe, and we hope you come back again. I'm Mike Herzing, Dr. Lisa Leal.
And a special thanks to Dr. Denali, who graced us with her presence today.
She didn't bite my leg, so that's even better.
And also Miss Tricia Garcia, who's standing in for Eddie.
Trisha's right here.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a blessed day, and we look forward to your comments. And we hope that you'll subscribe to our stations on your favorite social media podcasts. Have a blessed day.